Now to our final batch of stories. A bill blunder means £1.7 million is to be paid by our Norwich City Council. An historic bandstand is to share in a major funding boost. And the final chimney falls as fire-ravaged factory is demolished.
Thousands of council tenants are owed a total of £1.7 million in water payouts in the wake of a landmark legal ruling. Norwich City Council owes sums of up to £350 to more than 8,000 households after it emerged it had been wrongfully retaining a fee from Anglian Water. The authority collects water charges from tenants on behalf of the company as part of rent payments and until recently received a commission for doing so. Nearly a decade ago, it was ruled in the High Court that councils collecting water charges were buying and reselling rather than acting as an agent that can be paid a commission to collect rates. The legal precedent means that councils with such an arrangement will have to pay money back to tenants. In Norwich, the council has identified 8,000 current tenants who are owed a cut of £1.7 million it has collected from Anglian Water since 2013, with payments ranging from a few pence to £350. Norwich City Council will stop collecting water charges on behalf of Anglian Water from April next year, and tenants will be required to set up direct debit payments with the company. The council stressed that other services it provides will be unaffected by the rebates, which will be funded through its housing review account.
A new main man has been plastered on a giant billboard at Carrow Road. Many eagle-eyed fans who watched Norwich City run out 2-0 winners against NAC Breda will have noticed that Borja Sants was still emblazoned on the side of the stadium. Sants left the Canaries last month for a record fee to Portuguese side Porto. A spokesman for Norwich City confirmed that the poster would come down before the championship opener against Millwall. Works to remove the image of Sants began, and the Canaries have selected 21-year-old forward Ante Serenats to replace the Spaniard on the billboard. The Croatian netted 7 goals in 38 league appearances last season.
5 historic buildings, including one in Norwich, have been handed almost £2 million to help preserve them for future generations. The city's Chapperfield Gardens bandstand, the Guildhall in King's Lynn and the former Iron Duke pub in Great Yarmouth are among listed buildings and structures awarded repair grants to save them. Those schemes, along with Greenland Fishery House in King's Lynn and Lowestoft Town Hall, are among 37 across England picked to benefit from Historic England's Heritage at Risk Capital Fund. Chapperfield Gardens bandstand in Norwich will receive £315,249. The Victorian bandstand in Norwich's Chapperfield Gardens has stood in the popular park for 126 years. The money will pay for a comprehensive restoration of the timber structure in the Grade 2 registered park.
Work to spend £20,000 on repairs to Norwich's Carrow Bridge, which would have seen a road closure, had to be postponed because rainy weather was forecast. The bridge near Norwich City Football Club's Carrow Road ground was due to shut so Norfolk County Council could carry out work to the timber decking. The work is only a temporary fix for a bridge, which is at the centre of a legal wrangle between the County Council and the Broads Authority. County Hall had proposed spending £150,000 to fix the bridge, which lifts to allow vessels to pass on the River Wensum beneath it into place. The thinking was that welding it in place would cut maintenance costs because the deck panels regularly have to be fixed because they are shaken loose by traffic. But that plan was blocked by the Broads Authority, which said it would be totally unacceptable to weld the bridge shut. The organisation said the Norwich Corporation Act of 1920 states the bridge must be able to open to allow vessels to get to the part of Norwich, so that the welding plan was put on ice. The impasse means County Hall has to regularly spend money to repair the timber racking, up a bill of more than £200,000 over the past 8 years.
A video has captured the moment the final chimney stack of a former shoe factory in Norwich was torn down. The Vandal factory sat in Dibden Road near Mousehold Heath for decades, at one stage produced up to 8,000 pairs of shoes each week. It closed its doors in 2018 and sat vacant until a fire on January the 20th. A total of 17 fire crews were called to the scene and large plumes of smoke were seen rising over the city. After the blaze, concerns were raised about the safety of the site and it was partially demolished as a result, but six team members from Anglin Demolition returned at the end of June to complete the job. Now a video has revealed the moment the final chimney fell to the ground. Flagship Homes, part of Bromford Flagship, plans to turn the plot into housing and to meet the local growing demand. At the start of the demolition, Tony Tan, Flagship Homes Managing Director, said, "We're proud to be bringing forward plans that will not only breathe new life into this site, but also deliver the affordable homes Norwich so urgently needs. This is about creating homes, communities and places where people can thrive." In April, a spokeswoman for Norfolk Constabulary said the force had dropped its investigation into a suspected arson attack at the site. "We have now concluded all lines of inquiry and therefore the investigation will be closed," she said. "Of course, we would always review any new information provided to us."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you have enjoyed listening. When you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day. So if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team and to our sound recordist, Catherine Rose. Your editor was Sarah Lusher. So from everyone here at Chatterbox, bye for now.